Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Chuck Galeazzi of Helping Hands Knoxville about what the organization has in store for this Christmas season.
Sounds like you guys at Helping Hands have some good news to share as far as how things went for the Thanksgiving holiday. What can you tell us?
Well, that's very, very true. You know, I want to start out by thanking KNIA, KRLS, you know, for putting the message out. Because if Knoxville hears it, they come. This is one of those unusual years where, you know, we're kind of the clearinghouse for the names of people in need. And people just weren't coming taking the family names. You know, we usually have some major churches in town. It's been tough on them. And so I went ahead and ordered 100 hams and 100 turkeys a couple weeks ago. It sounds like right now, if I would have waited, I'd really been in trouble. But with that and other people bringing things in, it's been such a happy time. We've been able to provide turkeys for a lot of people, and it's just we had to do it in a little different way. Now, $2,750 is quite a bit for Helping Hands, but, you know, as I looked at it, the Knoxville High School, their Student Senate had a fundraiser this year. They usually bring canvas, and they had $1,500. And the Lions Club come up with $1,500. So, you know, bam, I've got it made right there. Plus, you know, sometimes we rely on that for other bills, but so I felt good about that, you know. And then the other neat things about it, I just want to kind of share this in a little way. There's a, you know, a man and a woman, they came in, and she just got a new job at Homestead, and they gave us some money. I almost wanted to give it back to them, but... And then, you know, the Bailey Nichols with the People's Bank of Pleasantville. I didn't even know there was one in Knoxville, and there isn't, you know. She comes in with 20 turkeys and stuff, but they want to be a part of Knoxville. They are going to have a business here. And then a kid I hadn't seen for 65 years, I had him on a baseball team, Phil Christman with the Methodist Church, come in with $1,500. You know, it's these things at the last minute that really, you know, make it special, because there's something going on in the goodwill of the community. And here Hy-Vee calls me up, and they have 50 certificates for 50 meals, and it's just one blessing after another after another. And people in town don't get to see the expressions on these people's faces when they have a turkey, when they're hard to come by, and or because of money, or there's just not as many of them out there as Helping Hands does. And it's just so enjoyable. All the people that work at Helping Hands just love to help people, and when we get the support from the community like we have this year, it's totally awesome. And, you know, of course, this is kind of the springboard into Christmas time. Usually Thanksgiving is a little rougher, but it was just so exciting this year. I just wonder, you know, to have you put out there that we are so thankful, and especially at this time of the year where it's about forgiveness and inclusion, and We just love it so much that Knoxville is such a giving community.
You kind of touched on the Christmas season, of course, is now here on the horizon. What does Helping Hands have in store here for Christmas, and what are some of the things that you're looking for maybe for some people to donate?
Well, we're gonna do the same thing. You know, we're going to try to come up with hams now for the Christmas basket. See, the people can't get to the, if you sign up for Thanksgiving, you're out of the game, and then some people sign up for Christmas. So the Methodist Church has taken a lot of names, which has really helped me out. Melinda, she come and got the book, and things are looking rosy. But you never want to give up. This is the time of year that we kind of stockpile cash and everything else for the rest of the year. But if somebody feels like, you know, giving, and they want to send a check to Post Box 412, Helping Hands, make a check out to Helping Hands, we'll be able to buy more food at the Food Bank of Iowa. People, I'd like to make sure that they understand that we can buy 715 pounds of food for a $100 bill. And there's another exciting thing. The girls, Kathy Miller and the girls at the store, have saved back slightly used and new items that on December the 19th, there'll be a giveaway at 2 o'clock. The people can line up. They go through the line, pick up so many items, and then just kind of keep back going back through it. And they've just, you know, we're just overburdened with, not burdened, blessed, I guess, with things. So people put that on your calendar, that December the 15th, Saturday, at, or 19th, Saturday at 2 o'clock to come. And we can always use, you know, more hams now. And just think that this is going to be such a Merry Christmas with if everybody forgives and includes.
Well, at this point, is there anything else that you want to share about Helping Hands here as we head into the Christmas season?
Well, no, I'm just so proud of Helping Hands. We've been in existence for 38 years, and with the family shelter upstairs, we've got a lot of kids running around. It just makes my heart happy that we can, you know, do these things. And we can't do it without the support of the community. And I just want a final note that Jesus loves you very much. Helping Hands is very grateful, and so is Jesus. God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks to Chuck Galizi of Helping Hands Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.